Time for us to talk Boston sports, and to do that, we turn to our friend Gary Tanguay of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Gary.
Rich, how are you? Are you at home or at the studio?
I'm at the studio. Carrie and I staying a respectful distance apart, and the building itself pretty much a ghost town.
Well, you're very brave. You're very courageous. Do you have a doctor's mask?
I do not have a doctor's mask, but our circles are pretty tight. We don't. We're pretty much it's family and the two of us.
Got it. I understand. Got it.
And yeah, maybe I have I may have a death wish too. There's that.
Oh my God.
What's going on with you? You're still working from home. By the way, we were talking about this with Kyle Draper not too long ago, and Kyle agreed that of all the NBC Sports Boston people, you have the best setup for working from home. It's, you know, the bookshelf. It's very impressive.
Yeah, it's a green screen. Yeah, it's not just a green screen. Yeah. Well, Draper's got a couple jerseys hanging up in the back, and he's got his thing. Don't worry, Kyle's doing fine.
Oh, I'm not worried about Drapes.
I don't know how Kyle feels, but I like working from home. I don't really need to go back to the station ever again. I'm good.
No, and then, look, this is coming from the guy who, along with me 100 years ago, actually thought seriously about whether we could broadcast a high school championship game from our hotel room while watching it on television.
You know, it's amazing, Rich. I forgot all about that, probably because we were drunk a lot that weekend, but anyway, it's not during the game, but I'll just leave the rest. Yeah, we're professional.
Exactly.
I forgot all about that, but that's the way they do the Olympics now.
Right, right. We were ahead of our time.
You're right. I mean, I remember Gorman was telling me, I can't remember what he did, handball, racquetball, some of the Olympics. I go, how was the trip? He goes, I was in New York. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were ahead of our time.
Well, let's talk about the Patriots.
That's what we want to think.
Oh, yeah, I prefer to look at it that way. Let's talk here about Rob Gronkowski. You said it on social media. You think he quit on the Patriots.
Well, it hurt my feelings. And when you've been in this business a long time, you have a tendency to lose the fandom in your blood. But in this case, it really bothered me. And for the most part, when it comes to transactions like this, I'm like, well, you know, that's the business. And you sit down and you break down the good and the bad and all that stuff. But I just remember Gronk, how he, you know, the way he left and how the Patriots waited to see if he was going to retire and they didn't fill his position at tight end and how he just kept, I was angry, and I still am. You know, the Patriots really bent over backwards for this guy in so many ways. And at the end of the day, you know, he didn't want to play for Bill anymore, you know, and he wants to go to Tampa, have fun and catch some balls and make $10 million and I just don't think that Gronkowski cares about winning the way Brady does. I mean, Brady's down there. He's on a mission, you know, as we know. I just don't think Gronk – I think Gronk looks at this as a beach party.
Did the Patriots essentially get something for nothing if he was never going to play for them? They basically got a fourth pick for a number seven.
Well, it works. You know, again, the fan in us, well, we want O.J. Howard. We want a number one. You know, that's not going to work. I mean, Bill – do I think Bill's irritated by this? No. You got a fourth-round pick. Fine. Time to move on. I mean, Bill's – the guy is ice in his veins. You know, there's no emotion involved, obviously. But, yeah, the Pats got a fourth-round pick, and it's just as a fan, I was really pissed.
What's their top priority in the draft, Gary? What do you think they look to do in the first couple of picks?
Well, I think they get – see, this is – I am on an island with this because Curran and Phil Perry, and we're actually doing run-throughs at the house now. I have them on my computer screen with everybody chit-chatting. I'm muted because I'm talking to you, but they all, you know, they look at me like I'm crazy. I just think they need to take a quarterback in the first round until they find the next star. Because as I wrote on our website, Tom Brady became the first overall pick when he went on that drive in the Super Bowl down in New Orleans and Vinatieri kicked him into history. And that's when that guy went from selection 199 to number one. And from that point on, he was, for all intents and purposes, a first-round pick. And I just don't think fourth round is going to do it. That's where Stidham is. Okay, Kirk Cousins was the fourth round pick. Great. Dak Prescott, jury's out on him. I just think we've just been so spoiled by Brady that he was, we got him at 199. That's not going to happen again. We have to get a quarterback in the first round. Bledsoe was the number one overall pick. That's what you got to do. You know, and I, until that happens, I just believe they're going to be good. They're not going to be great. They're going to be good. They'll compete. You know, the coach is good enough to win 10 games, and they'll have, you know, a good competitive team. But until they get that star quarterback, it's not going to be like it was.
Do you see him trading up to get somebody good?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's taught. Again, you know, I'm paying attention to the Peter Kings of the world or Perry and those guys, you know, where, you know, they'd have to trade up to 13. Obviously, Bill has a cozy relationship with the Niners. The Niners certainly owe him one for giving him Garoppolo. So, you know, if they could get up to 13, but then there's some people that feel that Tua won't be there at 13. So that they would have to. You know, I know Love is a guy that Phil Perry has in his 24th pick. So, you know, I say if Love's there at 23, take him. It's still a quarterback's league.
Right.
You know, it's and look at all the guys who are good. They're all first-round picks.
We're talking with Gary Tanguy here on Downtown. Major League Baseball completed its, air quotes, investigation into the Red Sox and put the hammer down on the video replay guy. Was this all a behind-the-scenes deal worked out well in advance?
Yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald was running the video replay for the Red Sox. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, the truth is Manfred couldn't get anybody on that team to sing. With Houston, I forgot the pitcher's name, the guy that went to the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
He sang like a bird. You know, he ratted everybody out. So that they had the testimony. He couldn't get anybody to do that. So that's the best he could do. We all know it's not true. We all know Cora's getting off easy. We all know there was a lot more to it.
And it sounds to me, with Ron Renicki, a contract for 2020, that tells me Alex Cora's back in 21.
Well, you know, Rich, I said the same thing. But Tomasi, who he's pretty tight in, you know, he says, hi, I'm Bloom. It's his call. And Cora's not Bloom's guy. So that remains to be seen. I would bring Cora back. I think he's a terrific manager. I don't care that he cheated. I mean, come on. Who cares? That stuff's been going on for years in one way or another. They had a hell of a good team that year. And I do believe they won because of talent. Sure, I mean, knowing this, I mean, that helps. But at the end of the day, I still think that's why they won.
And just take the trash can out of the dugout, and they'll be fine.
Oh, my God, that Houston thing is like, it's so obvious now. It's like, how did you not know? I just think that they should bring him back, but Bloom may want his own man. We'll see.
All right, we're going to let you go, Gary, because I know you got things cooking. What's going on Early Edition tonight? Who's on?
Well, we are live on Zoom, so a number of things could go wrong.
I'm going with Gary in the center square to block. That's my choice.
Yeah, I mean, God bless Zoom, but we all know that it's overworked. So, I mean, we may end up crossing signals with a sports talk show, I don't know, in the Ukraine. My dog makes my pick tonight for the Patriots first round. Frisco makes his pick. I put it out on Twitter, so in case you missed it, we'll have that. We have Kern. We have Perry. We got a lot of great draft coverage. We have a great draft show coming up at 7 o'clock. So a lot of information tonight on what's going to happen with the Patriots in the draft.
We'll be looking forward to it. Gary, thanks as always for making time for us. We'll talk soon.
Rich, I'll see you later.
Gary Tanguy, NBC Sports Boston, here on Downtown.